It's the last episode of The Ginny Show for 2018, so I thought we'd take a trip down memory lane and compile all the best of from the interviews, episodes, and podcasts of the year. I hope you enjoy these throwbacks, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. I hope it's safe, happy, and merry, and I will catch you in February of 2019. Be safe and be happy, my friends.
I would literally market to all her friends, her family, her mother, her father, her brother, her sister, you know, whatever, to kind of influence her to finally just go, oh, just give this guy a shot. You know, he's so sweet. Oh, my God.
I think commitment is the number one issue, right? The number two issue with commitment is my industry is fickle. We have people who want to become models and they do personal training on the side. They don't really research and they don't love being a personal trainer. They love what it brings them.
The brain is not meant to figure out unknowns. The brain is meant to figure out known quantities. So that's why it's very good at math and very good at, you know, designing and planning, you know, building a house and drawing. And all these things are known entities. But when you're talking about what you don't know, like what's inside of somebody's head, why somebody did something, the brain doesn't work, but we come up with stories all the time because we want to be right.
Affirmations. So I've done all those, you know, I am safe, all is well. I love myself. I've done those and they worked for different periods in my life. I don't always stick with them because I think they serve their purpose and then they go on. But one that I was working on because I was feeling like low self-esteem, I came up with one with my coach that was, the world needs my magic. I'm worthy of being here.
It's all about the core element of a slumber party, which is the part of the evening when the adults go to bed and the lights go down and like the popcorn comes out. And at that time, so does like the bitching and the gossiping and the storytelling. And I'm quite good at all those three things. So I figured I'd combine them into a show and just talk about people.
Here in Melbourne, they're actually saying that your performance at the opening ceremony has been the highlight of the game so far.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I wonder how the athletes would feel about that.
It is fantastic. We just had some speeches over there. They were short speeches, which is always good. And I made the point that this is such a Melbourne event, such a Victorian event. It's about celebrating the diversity that makes us unique.
My first tennis player crush was actually named after you, Martina Hingis.
Oh, okay. She's a good crush. She's pretty cute. Thank you.
Nobody ever called me out about it. No, I could say anything. I could say curtains.
This is how we form our New Year's resolutions. It's great to have goals. Gives us something to aspire to. And it's good to use the New Year as an opportunity to reflect. It's an opportunity to move towards a better you.